Today we saw in the first reading Moses presenting to the people of Israel while they were on the journey from slavery in Egypt towards the promised land. It is said that the journey took them about 40 years, meaning basically no one who left Egypt entered the promised land, not even Moses. It was a new generation that was born in the desert, and that time is meant as a time of how the people of God became from a bunch of slaves, how they became a nation. And what was to be the center or the reason that would make of those walking in the desert, the Hebrews, what would make them that nation? It was the commandments. God's commandments would be the identity, what would set that nation apart from any other nation on earth. And at the center of the commandment, we heard today Moses presenting the love of God. The God, your Lord, is God alone. The promise that was made to Abraham way before, that Abraham should abandon the worship of all gods, that the sacrifice of humans should be abandoned. When God said no more sacrifice, it didn't allow Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. That was to be at the center of the nation. It says that God was not only the highest among other gods. It says, is God alone? There are no others. And then came the commandments. And Moses presented this passage that we heard from the book of Deuteronomy. Is right after Moses comes down from Mount Sinai, where he received the commandments. And then centuries later, when Jesus came, and the temple, they were there in their land, and the temple was built in Jerusalem. And from the Ten Commandments, there came, once they had the commandments, they started writing laws. And the idea of writing those laws would be so people would be easier for them to follow the commandments. In Jesus' time, that would be about, or there were 613 laws that supposedly a pious Jew would know and would follow them. So amongst the scholars, they would ask, what is the core? What is the center of that commandment? Because with so many laws, and we find in the gospel in different passages that Jesus is criticizing the Pharisees, who were very, the ones who would really watch if people were following the laws. And he says, you pay the tithe for so many things, you are so attentive to particular things, but you forget the essential ones. So when that scribe, who was a scholar of the law, comes to Jesus and asks, what is the first of all the commandments? Jesus presented exactly what Moses had presented the people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is God alone, and you shall love your God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your heart. That's a prayer that even today the pious Jews will pray every day, because that is the guarantee of their identity. And Jesus gives that the same to us, to his disciples. And then when he presented, you know, this is the first of all the commandments, and the second is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus did not make that up either. That is in the book of Leviticus. But Jesus, what he does, he puts them together, just saying, you cannot say that you are loving God if you don't love your neighbor. Now, for the Hebrew, neighbor was another Hebrew. So the commandment was to treat well whoever was from his clan, from his people. He was not obliged from anybody outside of that. Jesus expands that. And then nowadays, that we might say somebody might have such a low self-esteem that they don't really love themselves enough. So how can they love other person if he does not love himself or herself? To that also, Jesus later, when he gives, that's when he, if we can say, he changes or he innovates or he adds to it, when he says, he doesn't say in the end, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love one another, he says, as I have loved you, Jesus says. So the measure of our love to our neighbor is no longer my love to myself, it is Jesus' love. Now, what is love? You know, it's at the center, but it's not easy. I could go on here and on and talk the whole day about love, and we would still go home empty because they would be just words. Love is not so much to be explained. It is to be lived. It is to be transformed from words into action, concrete action on our daily lives. Love must be present in the family, in our work environment, to those who are close to us, to those who are far away from us. It is still the identity of a Christian, of a Catholic, of one who says and consider himself or herself as Jesus' disciples. Our identity will be in the way, or if we love one another. There are many circumstances in life that will question us, that will make it hard and difficult, because Jesus asks us even to love our enemies. Better would it be if we had no enemies. But those who perhaps we do not agree with, we live in such a divisive world today, that we might get used to that and even say, well, that's the way it is. So much the language of us and them. There's little that talks about we. It's always a language that will exclude because of fear, because of misunderstanding. Who knows? But one thing we know, if we really want that faith will matter in our lives, if we really think that there is a guiding principle, and basically all great religions in the world, they will say that love is at the center. We are not the only ones saying that. What is the difference for us then? Is that our love is measured by Jesus' love for us. He gave his life on the cross, and that gives a whole new meaning on what is to love your neighbor, what is to love your brother and your sister. So we pray that our identity will not be lost, that we won't fall into the trap of division, of misunderstanding. Remember, the word, you know, even the word devil, that comes from a Latin word diavolo, that comes from a word two, duo, which means division. Jesus prayed that we all may be one in love. Our identity card is love. If we do not love concretely, we do not belong. We want to belong. We want to love as God has loved each one of us, giving his life. Then we are called to love as he has loved us.